BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
1294.1 The Bay's Party Station. You are rocking with The Freak Show, and we have a very special guest in the building with us, Jeremy Piven. Yes. What's up, homie? Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. Good morning. You guys are playing music that is, look at you, little cheeky bastard. I love it. It's not radio anymore. It's film, it's TV, it's everything.
It's multimedia. And when we have a big star in here like you, man, we got to bring them out. It's so funny. The women, not just women, but the people in this building are going crazy that you're even here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I'm here either. I gotta be honest with you. It's hard to believe. Yeah, it's all happening.
When you're shooting like a TV or like movies or something like that, do you usually have to get up this early?
Yeah, that's what's interesting is I've talked to musicians and they all wonder like how we can do it, because when you go into a studio, I'm sure you've talked to a lot of guys, you know, various artists. They do it when they're ready, when they're feeling it. They may put candlelight down or smoke some herbal medication,
right.
Get in that mood, and then hit it. With us, we have to hit the ground running, and there is no warm up. You got to be, it's on command at dawn. Be funny. You know, whatever the feeling needs to happen, you've got to tap into that right away and hit the ground running.
Speaking of musicians, like, it's easy when you see a musician, you can kind of point to like, okay, this song was what really led them to like blowing up, or this album, or just this situation. What would you look at when you look back at your career? What was your big break? What would you say?
Well, I mean, from an outsider's point of view, it would be Entourage. And when I did that show, I remember I won the Fresh Face of the Year award at 37 years old, and there was nothing fresh about my face, you know. And I've been doing it. That's all part of the game. I think it's you know, we're living in a time, you know, most of your listeners are millennials or even younger, and I think that it sounds like I'm an old dude, but like there's a generation that feels like, and I understand it, that they want to blow up and they want to blow up now. And, you know, they should just know that there's nothing wrong with working hard and things kind of evolving at its own natural pace. And you should never compare yourself to someone else.
Right.
And, you know, had I done that, I would have gotten out of the game or gotten frustrated or whatever. But I crawled up on stage at about 8 years old. And so, you know, then 30 years later, you know, I got that break with Entourage, which to me wasn't a break, because it was definitely a break, but I just working is a break. Mm-hmm. Just the opportunity to work is something I was always grateful for. And then I was, you know, probably 40 movies into a career when Entourage came around, and I was supposedly this overnight, you know, success, and that's not the way it works. Mm.
It's kind of crazy, though, you coming into the studio, because Davi already alluded to the fact that our phones have been blowing up, the fact that you're here with women nonstop. Are your DMs just, like, always full with women just hitting on you, wanting to hang out with you?
Not at all.
No.
No, seriously.
What? Really?
No.
Well, okay, Jeremy, let me give you a little inside information.
No. Yeah.
One of the people that's been blowing up, like, our phone is her husband.
Okay.
Because her husband is feeling some type of way this morning.
Okay.
Because, like I said, we have, you know, different celebrities and musicians and stuff come in here. Yeah. But Meredith got super dressed up today.
Yeah, she's dolled up, clearly.
Okay.
No,
thank
that's
you
because,
very much.
Let's be honest, she got dolled up because she's going to take a picture
that's
and then
true.
Post it. It has nothing
well,
to do with
that,
me.
No. She does that every single time.
I do that
time.
For yeah. celebrities when oh. they come in here.
No, yeah, she went over the top.
Okay, no. Real quick,
and
Meredith.
And also, yeah. Yes, it is Jeremy Piven.
Tell Jeremy what your husband said while he was still laying in bed this morning.
So I got up. It was like 4:30 in the morning. And he like peeks up out. He's like, why are you getting so dressed up this morning? I'm putting lotion on my legs and stuff. I'm like, don't you even worry about it. Go back to
that's
sleep.
Funny.
And then he hit her with a follow-up text.
Yeah, I got a text message after. He's like, why do you have to get so dressed up for celebrities? Yeah, anyway, it just, you know, you bring out all the ladies. You know, you do.
That's very kind of you. You know what? It's been interesting because, yeah, you alluded to the fact that I've been an actor my whole life, and then I did 250 stand-up shows last year, and here I am at the Improv.
Yeah.
You know, which is one of the most iconic spots, You guys are, I know you guys know how lucky you are, but you get some of these, the most, last week you had DL. I know he didn't make it in because he's got his own radio show, but I'm a friend and a huge fan of his, and he kills.
Yeah.
You guys like are very lucky. You get these monsters to come in in your backyard mm-hmm. and crush it.
Consistently.
Which, yeah. Yeah. And I'm just honored to be a part of it because I started off doing sketch comedy, which is improv with a group. And so the last arena for me to do is stand up. And like, for instance, with Entourage or any movie I was doing, Smokin' Aces, Old School, whatever, I'm improvising, trying to get my dialogue in. And at a certain point, you know, cause you're always trying to navigate when's the right time. Oh, okay. Are they ready? Should I do it before, a week before, a month before, on the day, whatever? And now it's like, be careful what you wish for because I have total freedom. Mm. I get to write the whole show myself, do impersonations, all that kind of stuff.
You got to check them out this weekend. Jeremy Piven is going to be live at the Improv, 8 o'clock and 10:30 today. The 7:30 show tomorrow sold out, so you got to check them out at 10. Jeremy Piven will be at the Improv. Is stand-up one of like the hardest, what would you say, disciplines in what you do?
It's interesting because it's the mixed martial arts of creativity because you have to write your own.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's not just, usually you're getting up there and performing someone else's words, but now it's like you're doing everything yourself and it's got to be a tight set. And to me, it's just thrilling because I know in real time if I'm bombing or not. And for me, I got to go find places to bomb. There's a little dive bar in LA that I go to where people, if they're there, they're there to see the DJ. It's free.
Oh.
It's a little bar. Hmm. You know, it's kind of ghetto. And, you know, people don't know who I am. And I remember I got up there last time and I was like, you guys are probably wondering what I'm doing up here. And they're like, yeah, man, what you doing here, man?
DJ, play some.
Yeah,
play that funky beat.
Get that man off the stage.
We don't need you, man.
I have a question for you, man. So obviously Entourage, huge show. Is there, I mean, how similar is like real life Hollywood with you being like a huge celebrity compared to Entourage? Did you hit that on the head? Is there a lot of added dialogue or did you guys play it up? Or is that what it's really like to live that Hollywood lifestyle, have the agent, have the crew of friends around?
Well, listen, if we didn't get it right, you would have heard about it.
Okay.
That's one of the cool things about the show, I think, is that, you know, Doug Ellen and all the guys that wrote and produced and created it knew that the town was looking. So it's like if you guys did a show about the inner workings of a morning show, you know that your peers would be like, you guys didn't get it right. And you would hear about it. So the fact that we didn't hear about it means that, you know, we made it pretty authentic. And there is an Ari. Ari Emanuel is Mark Wahlberg's agent. It was
right.
All that stuff is based in reality. And that's one of the reasons why it was so authentic. And, you know, I was playing a real guy who still exists. He and his team bought the UFC. Now he's in sports management as well. He represents Mark and a bunch of people you guys know. And that guy's out there and he exists. And what you see is, you know, it's pretty authentic and who that guy is.
Do you talk about that when you're doing your stand-up at all? Any work in Entourage? Or what are some of the topics you go through?
I go through everything. I mean, that's what's so cool about it is people don't know what to expect, which I love. And the thing that I hear the most of, which is one of these really backhand compliments, is I didn't know you were that funny, which is kind of do you think that I've been viciously mediocre for the past 3 decades?
Thanks.
No, that's a huge compliment to me because I work really hard and I take it seriously. To give you an example, like when I was in LA and I was doing a set, Joe Rogan introduced me and he said, great, this is just what we need. Another actor trying to do stand up, you know, give it up for this guy. And then he saw my set and he goes, oh, you're taking it seriously. And I am, because I wouldn't do it if I didn't respect it and I didn't want to work hard and get better. So it's observations. observational comedy. I do impressions, stories from the road. The fact that my mom was my acting teacher from the time I was 8 years old.
Really?
I still run lines with her. I don't do lines with my mom. I run lines with my mom. And she's an incredible woman and very professional. And imagine that, like, everything that I said is already gold. I've said to my mom's face because she's basically testing me on my lines. So if you think about all that crazy stuff, and she would never bat an eye, you know. And so I actually play that out on stage in real time, like doing an Entourage scene, screaming at the top of my lungs, and my mom giving me notes as she's in the kitchen. It's like, I don't want to do the bit for you now. You may have to come to the Improv, watch this transition at 8 or 10 tonight.
8 or 10:30 tonight, 7:30 and 10 tomorrow. We have Jeremy Piven in the studio. Jeremy, what's one of the biggest misconceptions about you?
Well, it's funny. I thought you were going to ask the question, which I always get asked, which is, how much are you like Ari Gold? And there's a really big backhanded compliment in there. I wasn't prepared, to be honest with you. I was a stage actor and doing my thing and a prolific dude. And then this role blew up and the show blew up. And I didn't predict how I would then be portrayed because I didn't get it, you know, because I'm not so focused on pop culture and media, you know what I mean? So that when I immediately started to be portrayed as that character, I was confused. I think my mom told me she saw it. She said, if you're going to be in people's living rooms for, like, you know, 8 seasons or whatever, you know, and you play something authentically, there's going to be confusing. I just didn't even think that way. So immediately it was this weird combination where I was being celebrated for the work, which was really, really humbling. And then immediately vilified as a powerful, reactive douchebag agent, which I didn't see coming, you know.
But you embraced it,
right? Well,
I mean, you embrace it, but at the same time, you know, it is a bit confusing, because, you know, if that's what's great about shows like this is we can all sit together and talk, and you get a sense of who I am, and that's what's great about stand up. To me, it's one of the many gifts is that I get to travel around and you hang with me for an hour. And it's my job to make you laugh, but also selfishly to give you a sense of who I actually am. Mm-hmm. I'm just a guy from the Midwest. I'm from Chicago. I'm a grinder. I've worked hard my whole life. And you know, I'm not a Hollywood agent. And there's misconceptions about that. And it's my job to make you laugh. But also, you'll probably leave going, oh, okay, I had no idea. Now I know who he is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not hiding behind a fictional character. It's me, which is really a gift, really.
Well, thank you so much, man, for coming through. You are at the Improv today, 8 and 10:30. I'm going to hit that 8 o'clock show.
Yeah. There you go.
And then if you can't do it today, tomorrow, the 7:30 show is sold out. So you got to go check them out at 10, 813-864-4000. Jeremy Piven, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Coming
thank
in.
Thank you. It's time for some selfies.
Yeah, let's do some selfies.
There's a line outside.
Let's make some husbands jealous.
Let's do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.